nice way to start off the podcast. Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 285. I am your host, Sid Satter. We start things off this week with a track by Close Lobsters. That is a track called New York City in Space, and that's on the band's single Kunstwerk in Space Time. That'll be out June 17th on Shelflack Records. That is the band from Paisley, Scotland, who probably hasn't put out an album in like 17 years. One of the original C86 bands that actually appeared on that cassette so long ago, and we're so glad to have them back. You'll be able to pick that 7-inch up on Shelf Life Records, and it comes digitally as a, I think, a 5-song EP with a couple of remixes as well. Well, I have got a little music here for you that's going to take a long time, so I can't dilly-dally at all. Let's jump into one more track here. This is a track by Biss. The song is called Cubis, I Love You.
You give it to me. I love you, but I don't know why. I love you, but I don't know why.
Ducking and dodging, but you can't come home no more. You've been ducking and dodging. you, but you can't come home no more. Right there on the silver screen, heard the sounds suggesting lineage of influence. Yeah, I saw it there in the motherland. Steps and gables, steeples, stairways wind away from origin. In untrampled vintage floats the proof I cannot be freed. The concert stage, the velvet cage, the glass perimeter of me. All my friends are disappearing. All my letters are in codes. All I ever think and feel in your shadow, it erodes. Waiting, waiting by the silent phone, I draft my next apology. Burn my letters once they're read. An alloy joy, I thrice repeat. An alloy joy, an alloy joy. Listen to what I just heard. It's raining on the sun, jailbird. And just like you, the way it moves, a fog that creeps in, grinning always in your hair and in your hallways. Got detained in San Francisco on your way to get fresh air. The USA didn't want you there. Juggled oranges, but no one cared. You've been ducking, dodging, but you can't come home no more. You've been ducking and dodging, but you can't come home no more. That key you got don't fit that lock no more. That key you got won't fit that lock no more.
Absolutely nothing to that song, and I just love it. That is Parquet Courts with the song Ducking and Dodging. That's on the band's new album, Sunbathing Animal, which comes out June 3rd, 2014, on What's Your Rupture and Mom and Pop Records, band out of Brooklyn, New York there. That is one of several songs on the new album that I just can't get enough of. Maybe it's not as exciting as the band's debut, but it's certainly a solid follow-up, and if you like the first one, you're going to want to give this one a listen. Before that, we heard from Biss with the song Q Incubus, I Love You. That is on the album Data Panic Etc., which came out June 3rd on Do Yourself In Records, a band out of Glasgow in the UK that, I don't know, they were so formative and wonderful for so many people I know, and I was so much a fan of their early recordings, and then they kind of petered out, kind of turned a little more electronic, and then at some point they stopped being Biss and started being Data Panic, and this album kind of falls somewhere in between the two, where they pick up some old Biss tracks that would have been on that band's fourth album, as well as some tracks that were released as the Data Panic in version of the band, and pile them all together, kind of odds and sods. There's some tracks on there that are good, some tracks that just don't do a whole lot for me, so give that one a good preview somewhere before you pick it up, but you may find something on there you enjoy. Certainly that song there's a good one, right? I guess I should let you know the podcast works. It's pretty simple. I don't go out looking through my music library to build some great theme or play some great tracks that are, you know, fitting my mood. Not at all. All I do is I get new music every week, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I make good choices, get good new music, make a great new podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. As I said, not a lot of time to talk, so I better jump right into something else here. This is the new Bob Mould. This is I Don't Know You Anymore. that was a good one there. I'll let you stretch your legs, catch your breath, and go make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, whatever. That's a great one there. There's Forrester with the song Fishes. That's on the band's album Antithesis that they self-released back in March of this year. Band from Lawrence, Kansas. I have not seen them live, though I will be seeing them this Friday at the Crossroads Summer Block Party, but more on that in a bit. Before that, we heard from Bob Mould with the song I Don't Know You Anymore. That's on his new album, Beauty and Ruin, which Merge Records released on June 3rd. That album there is a very solid follow-up to his excellent previous album, and that track there is just wonderful. If you read the Pitchfork review, they are all pissy and say that maybe it sounds too much like his past work, but boy, if I could write bad copies of Bob Mould songs, I'd be a very happy man. So I'm not jumping on their bandwagon there. That's a wonderful song from a very solid album. And there's an excellent video for that that was just released today on Funny or Die, featuring Colin Molloy of the Decemberists. So you'll want to check that one out as well. Looking at the website, not a whole lot has happened since last week. We've got photos up of the Red Cape Bad Ideas 7-inch release party at Harling's, with Fault Finder and Bruiser Queen playing that one as well. And photos from the Swearin' show that was Sunday at the Riot Room, also with Captiva and an Admiral in Red. So those two things up there, but not much else. Looking at the concert calendar, a few things coming up here. Most importantly, this Thursday, Josh Berwinger and Luce Park are playing at Mills Record Co., 7 p.m. free show. And it is the release party for the Too Much Rock single series Volume 3 release, featuring Josh Berwinger. And again, about 7 p.m., free show at Mills Record Company. This weekend, the KC Summer Crossroads Block Party happens, of course, in the Crossroads District in downtown Kansas City. Features a number of bands, including Rev Gusto and Forrester that I mentioned earlier, ABCs, and other bands as well. It's going to be a good time. And I think Luce Park's playing that one as well, so you really can't go wrong there. Hey, Price is Right. On the 10th, Typhoon's playing at the Riot Room. 13th to the 15th is Boulevardia Fest, like 29 different bands, including Josh Berwinger and the Bodeans. Maybe they'll do a set together. That won't happen. The 17th, we have Color Me Wednesday at the Art Closet, and I'm so excited about that one. 18th, head out to Lawrence, the Granada to see Guided by Voices. The 19th, Nashville Pussy at Knuckleheads. The 22nd, Peter Murphy is playing the Riot Room. That's a small room and a big ego. I think you can't miss that show. Deaf Heaven is playing at Granada on the 24th. I've never seen them. Maybe I'll head out for that one. I know that's a band I would love to see live. Looking into July, Connor Oberst is playing the Bottleneck on the 3rd. I think there's a show in Kansas City as well, but it's at a venue that we should all boycott. On the 12th, Tyranny is playing at Davies. That's a band featuring Russ, a friend of mine from old Pound, Wisconsin days. So that's Tyranny is Tyranny playing at Davies on the 12th of July. The 17th, Manor Astroman is at the Riot Room. The 20th, Grays are at Vandals. The 25th, 7 Seconds is at Czar Bar, but I will not be there, for I will be at Indie Tracks Festival, the 25th to the 27th, in the Midlands of the UK. Let's see, that means I'll also miss Matthew Sweet playing at Knuckleheads on the 29th. And I guess that's good enough for now. That's all of June and July for you to look forward to, and of course that'll fill out as time goes on. Boy, am I way over on time here, so let's quickly wrap things up. I've got one track left to play for you. It's from Kansas City's own Margot May. The song is called Dream Boy. It's a reprise, or it's actually just a re-recording of a song that existed on an earlier album, but fleshed out by Lennon Bone from Ha Ha Tonka into a little bigger arrangement, and definitely a better one, if you ask me. And this is on her new five-song EP called Hippie Boy Killers that she just self-released on May 29th. So fresh stuff here. It is a return of sorts for her. Her last album, I believe, she referred to as Italo Disco, and I'm not sure on all my electronic music genres, but I know that this one is a sincere and heartfelt album, and from someone who just couldn't be kinder. You can definitely hear her voice, her instrumentation, her lyrics, and I think it's best when all that is front and center. So we're going to end things off here. This is Margot May with the song Dream Boy. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. Long night rolling deeper. The one
mistakes, walked home alone, wrote this song instead. Sometimes you feel like a mountain, a woman who is patient and strong. Sometimes you feel like a man hill, somewhere I don't wanna belong. Sometimes you feel like my angel, even though I know we're just friends. And sometimes you feel like a dream and I don't.